When we look at gratitude as a spiritual practice, we are talking about so much more than just feelings of thankfulness. You know, those feelings that bubble up when something good has happened to us or when life is going our way. Gratitude as a spiritual practice is a much more unconditional attitude, a choice to express gratitude regardless of whether we think the circumstances are good or not. And in this sense, it links with the yes without prejudice that we've been looking at in part one. But where yes is a receptive attitude of opening to life and to God, the practice of gratitude is a way of giving ourselves in return, unconditionally, to the moment, to one another, and to God. So these two attitudes go together like an in-breath of yes, receptivity, followed by an out-breath of thank you and self-giving. And both are an expression of a surrendered softening to the moment as it is, creating this conducive, fertile environment in the soul. When we express gratitude, this is a reminder to our egos that we are not the controller of our destiny, and so we are not to be praised or blamed for the shape of this person we happen to be. Our lives are birthed from and held in someone so much more vast than ourselves. Our small human hearts are held in the more vast and tender heart of God. A regular practice of thank you is a continual reminder of this, that we are part of something and someone so much bigger than ourselves and our ego preferences. And by giving ourselves over to that with our practice of gratitude, we are more free to participate in this mysterious, expansive unfolding. And for me, this brings a beautiful sense in which our unconditional yes helps to create the open, fertile conditions conducive to the birth of Christ in our own hearts. And thank you is a way of entrusting our hearts into the wider, loving heart of God. And so as we are giving birth to God in our own hearts, we ourselves are birthed from the tender, nurturing heart of God. And I love how Angelus Silesius wrote this: God is born in me. Through the Spirit, I am made mother of God. I am child of God, and God becomes my child too. I am born of God, and God blossoms in me. It is a grace to be born of God and to give birth to God. What a beautiful unfolding we are invited to participate in. God gives birth to us continually, and in our open, surrendered response, we give birth to God in the world, and God will once again become a child on earth. May it be so. Amen.